Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Toad Whisperer, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, please dissect the government's weaponization of women's voting rights that pretend government BS gives women free food, clothing, healthcare, rather than the truth that only male blood, sweat, and tears gives women free food, clothing, shelter, medicine. God bless you and yours. Well, Toad Whisperer, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Women voting in governments that give material benefits to themselves at the expense of male blood, sweat, and tears is not as cut and dry as it might have been a couple of centuries ago, before we had fossil fuels. Male blood and sweat was mostly replaced by machines. As for the tears, that's still happening as men get divorced and have to pay alimony and child support. I would argue that one of the only reasons that women were given the right to vote to begin with was because of the massive surplus wealth of fossil fuels that have replaced a lot of physical male labor. When you're a man literally breaking your back working as a farmer before tractors, so your life was actually pretty hard. And you're pissed off all the time because you're in pain and irritable. Once men's physical pain was substantially reduced when men started working indoors in factories and cubicles, men became weaker psychologically and physically, and let things slide that they never would have accepted before. The question to ask is, what will men allow to happen when we have artificial intelligence and robots replace 99% of our mental and physical labor? When such technologies, thanks to cheaper and cheaper production, provide what amounts to virtually free 3D printed clothing, shelter, and medicine? We're still in the early games of the government weaponizing women's votes. Wait until governments are made up of mostly women running them. Wait until they subvert the US military too. The technological deflation is still ahead of us, and so is the collapse in value for the beta male provider. And we'll see a massive rise in incel numbers. Things are going to get a lot worse before they get any better, if they ever get better. I'll discuss all that and more depressing stuff in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to male mental and physical effort about to become obsolete clown world show. As I mentioned in previous videos, men are rushing to build AI and automation to seemingly make more and more of us unemployed. And it's men that will suffer more because we find more purpose in work and self-destruct when we're idle. But no one is rushing to make lover bots and artificial wombs on the other side to make women obsolete in the eyes of men. If we don't even up this technological imbalance in the next few decades, before women make up the majority of politicians and prevent us from doing so, we'll be in real trouble. Think of women as Chancellor Palpatine and men being the Jedi. Will governments buy women for women really want to put up with massive populations of unemployed and rowdy males? How will they handle us besides just using our sperm to perpetuate the species? Toad Whisperer, I agree with you that right now most of the female entitlement given to women by governments comes from men working and paying more money into the system. But how will society change in the coming decades when machines do almost all the thinking and working for us? It's going to get exponentially faster. Right now, Gmail finishes the last three or four words of every sentence I write there. How long before predictive algorithms know how I'm going to respond to an email and just answer it for me without me even looking at it to begin with? The first waves of technological unemployment in the early Industrial Revolution hit men, and we had to adapt by moving from farms to working in factories. The next wave was from factories to financial services and corporate office parks and veal fattening pens. Some men survive by becoming plumbers and electricians. Those, of course, will be some of the last jobs standing. Women, on the other hand, once they enter the workforce, for them, the vast majority of their jobs are low-pay, low-skill service sector jobs in retail. Those are going to be phased out fast and will be mostly female jobs gone. A good example, of course, is the dollar store known as Dollarama up here in Canada. Last week, I went to four locations to see if I could find envelopes, and the first three stores didn't have them. But what I did notice was that two of those locations was that they actually got rid of all their cash registers, and in their place were self-checkout counters. The women that were once employed there were gone. However, I still saw the mostly male stock boys. But you know that eventually there'll be robots stocking the shelves in 5 to 10 years, And in 20 years, people will be buying their bugs by the can at Dollarama. The store will survive, but no one will be working there and people will be buying their basics there. As the first wave of firings happens thanks to automation, it's mostly females. And that means the men will rejoice because suddenly, men will start getting more attention from desperate and unemployed women. If you work in a relatively safe industry with regards to job security, you'll probably have access to women you never would have had before. Before mass technological unemployment hits women, that is. Either that or governments will introduce some sort of universal basic income and increase taxes on them, mostly men still working. Or just print up money and devalue mostly men's cash savings in the form of a hidden inflation tax. Make no mistakes about it. We're in an economic war with companies and governments that are trying to impoverish us as quickly as they can, before we get enough assets to escape the labor market. The goal, of course, for everyone should be to get enough assets to buy shares in the companies that strip away labor and shift the value to their shareholders. Instead of AI and automation companies, you're going to end up owning nothing in the future and being very unhappy about it. Besides investing 30% of my net worth in Bitcoin, which now makes up over 50% of my net worth, I'm thinking of investing much of the other half in tech stocks. That'll make female and male labor obsolete, and it'll transfer the value of those jobs that are gone to share prices. My rule of thumb is companies that are 5 to 10 times bigger than their next competitor, and they're the dominant one in the marketplace, with regards to their niche. They also have to be witnessing network effects and continue to make things more efficient and buy up new and innovative startups that help their business grow. Companies like Google and Amazon come to mind. Plus, the companies need to be growing by at least 10 to 20% in revenue per year. That's how I plan on protecting the value of my labor, by putting it in companies that are trying to make my labor worthless. I'm also going to bet on certain other companies that take advantage of men choosing to sit around and play video games all day instead of pouring their sweat and blood into working. Many men don't even actually want to work at high-paid, laborious jobs like truck drivers anymore, or work on oil rigs either. There was a huge shortage of truck drivers, and there weren't enough of them to deliver gasoline at filling stations, and that's partially responsible for the spike in gas prices, because they have to have a high safety rating to ride around town hauling what amounts to a bomb that can flatten multiple city blocks. I've also heard about the salaries for oil drillers are kind of crazy, because they don't have enough work these days. Offshore oil divers go down to 100 to 500 feet when weld machines together, and they get paid $1,500 a day. That's what I call serious danger pay, and they deserve it. As for the lack of truckers, it's meant that the railways have been seeing more business, because it's not only cheaper from a labor perspective because you only need two or three people operating a train, but it's far more fuel efficient than putting trucks on the road. So with truck drivers in short supply, many companies are just choosing to put the trailer of an 18-wheeler onto a flatbed rail car and ship it across the country that way. But I'm not nearly as convinced with railway companies as I am with tech stocks. But regardless of how you try and survive a future without a job that offers free stuff to women and men, tech companies are bigger than companies like Ford at their height, and they had millions of workers. But most tech companies today have a few hundred thousand workers at most. Eventually, the workforce will continue to contract. Governments will just print money and hand it to most people. In the end, I don't care who you are, most of us will be unemployed in 20 or 30 years. Women seem to do better when free stuff is given to them, because they don't tend to have an existential crisis from that. I also suspect that women were tricked into going off to work after they stopped having as many kids as they once did. Before industrialization in the United States, they had 7 kids on average in 1800. That number dropped to 4 kids in 1900. In 2000, it was 2 kids. At the current trajectory, it'll be down to 1 kid in 2100. Obviously, that's not sustainable. But women found working as a surrogate purpose to keep themselves distracted from not having kids anymore. What happens when they don't have jobs and need to find something else to do with their time? Men will adapt longer, but all the rise in fourth wave feminism could have something to do with women losing work and porpoise-sized women having no purpose. How will governments respond to both men and women not owning anything and having all the time in the world to get into trouble and start revolutions and uprisings? I'm predicting that humanity is about to have a collective existential crisis. But as for male taxes paying for women's free stuff, in Canada last year, the greatest source of income for the country was money printing, and not male taxes. Of course, that's stealing from the pockets of mostly men working in the trades that earn cash because they don't really invest it as much into assets. I'm talking about guys that earn cash and don't declare it. Just to recap, the majority of women that work do mostly retail jobs, and they'll find themselves obsolete first. I wouldn't be surprised if this pushed some women into the trades, and then they tried to compete with men as plumbers and electricians. This will be hilarious as Princess gets covered in poop and I can't wait to watch it. But something tells me that most of the women that don't have jobs will just live off the government money and work in the gig economy, if they're lucky. The reason I'm choosing to bet on tech stocks along with crypto is because I fear governments and big tech will try and keep crypto down as long as they can. So I'm kind of hedging my bets. If I make nothing off of crypto but still make an average 20 or 30% a year on big tech stocks, that still means I'll be better off than working. Plus, I have assets that continue to gain value with time and beat out the inflation rates. Plus, it's like a Mexican standoff. If big tech deplatforms me and other content creators from the internet, I can still profit off their monopoly on news and information. Most of us hate the power of big tech, and we go against them in their narrative. But it doesn't hurt to bet both against them and for them at the same time. That way, regardless of if we have big tech tyranny or all tech freedom using crypto, we're still free either way on the other side. Besides, something tells me that with big tech guys like Jack Dorsey buying up crypto, they won't destroy themselves by trying to ban it. It's a Mexican standoff. If they destroy their so-called financial opponent, their opponent destroys them. Instead, I'm hoping that both asset classes will continue to shine and outperform real estate and traditional stocks. Both of these things, crypto and big tech, will keep destroying jobs and making more and more profit, providing people oodles of value, and therefore their value will grow. I suggest you guys start thinking about how to have enough high-quality assets, because soon many of us will be victims of technological unemployment. Both males and females may well be obsolete in this new order. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Toad Whisperer for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that many women working retail will soon be smashing the bread lines and swapping BJs for Big Macs as they're replaced by automation. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day helps you get and keep enough assets to survive and thrive before technology permanently takes all your jobs away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.